Track 2, Neil's Take. And top of the bill today, we have another set of reminiscences from Heather Set's own Neil Haverson. Anyone for a pint?
Reflecting on my comments in the March edition of Chatbox Just Talk, where I talked about the time I almost left Norfolk, I realised my passion for beer cropped up a few times. I should set the record straight and make it clear that I am a very moderate in my 10-tag of ale, if for no other reason than my drinking is closely monitored by the head matron at Shady Pines. However, in my younger days, I confess to enjoying the ambience of a pub. Talking about it last month took me back to how I had my first brush with beer. It was at the annual general meeting of Swaffham Cricket Club, which had taken place in the Elizabethan room at the King's Arms. I was aged 16 and returned home, where my father inquired how the meeting had gone. Something in my manner clearly alerted him that I had been drinking, and he interrogated me to find out to what extent. With the disarming honesty that alcohol induces, I confessed to having six Wassily Browns. With great mental dexterity, my father divided six by two. "What?" he exclaimed. I could almost hear the cogs turning in his brain. That's 3 pints. I didn't stay on Watney Brown for long. I graduated to Stewart and Patterson's Bitter. Some used to say there was more P than S in it. I blamed the cricket club. As I got older and became a regular member of the team, not only did I settle into my game, but I adopted the ritual of the post-match visit to the pub. Once the clearing up had been done and the pavilion locked, it was, "See you at the KA." It was the 60s, and in those days many pubs had a public bar and a lounge bar. We always drank in the bar. In fact, all my years frequenting this alehouse, I can only remember setting foot in the lounge once. It was just somewhere we didn't go. But a gradual change took place in our pubs. Hand pumps disappeared to be replaced by taps that dispensed fizzy ale from kegs. Watney swathed up local breweries and made a full assault on beer drinking. Who remembers the slogan, "Bitters on the move to starlight"? This was Watney's way of weaning us off real ale onto what can best be described as poor man's Lucozade. My drinking habits changed too. The future head matrons of Shady Pines entered my life. I found myself in lounge bars. Instead of propping up the bar, I learnt to sit at a table and sip a pint instead of quaffing it. Suddenly I found myself ordering strange drinks, such as martini and lemonade. And if she wanted a short, my wallet flinched. But not satisfied with attacking our beer, Watney's gutted some of our finest hostelries, knocking bars and lounges into one room. They had a plastic feel and an overbearing red hue. A few years ago, I made a sentimental journey to the King's Arms. It was with some trepidation I entered the door, wondering what fate had befallen my inaugural watering hole. The door through which I had walked in and staggered out was there, but it took me into one large bar. There was a carpet on the floor, and a full menu was available. That's a million miles from the time when salted peanuts were added to a packet of crisps, thus doubling the food available. The only feature from my days as a patron was the alcove, where the dartboard used to be. And the Elizabethan room where I had broken my drinking duck? Yes, that was still there. I sighed as I left, wallowing in the memories when the worst crimes committed by many 16-year-olds was a few Watney Browns.
Last orders at the bar!
Thank you, Neil. It's always good to hear about your misspent youth.